Sugar on Today FM, 11:28. Before that was Gracie Abrams, and that's so true. Alison Curtis with you, Weekend Breakfast, and as promised, Aoife Dooley's in studio with me. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's nice to see you. Now, I've been talking about your book, your brand new book, Squid Squad, all morning. Aoife, it's just perfect. Like, I love it so much. There's four episodes in it. And just tell me where, like, I mean, you illustrated it and you've written it as well, but just tell me where the idea first came to you about doing this.
I'd been working on Frankie's World books the last couple of years, and I honestly just realised I am terrible at drawing people, and I really wanted to try something different. And I always love looking at different things about sea creatures, and I was like, maybe there's something here I can do.
Yeah.
And I was always interested in vampire squids as well. I just think they're fascinating.
Which I didn't know they were a real thing until we met Ollie.
Yeah, and they're really small as well. They're smaller than a ruler. They're I think 10 or 20 centimetres.
Yeah.
So they're really small.
Really tiny.
Yeah. So I think it just my interest, or special interest, I think, in sea creatures.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, there's so many fascinating, we think we know animals, but there's so many undiscovered, creatures as well.
Yeah.
So you've got, Ollie and Zing are the two characters that are based around on this book. So give us their personalities.
Well, Ollie is a vampire squid, and I think he's very responsible. I think
yes.
They both live together. I think he's the responsible one. He's more kind of, we need to do the shopping, we need to have this ready, we have to go,
He's adulting.
Yeah, he's adulting and doing it well, I might say, because Zing can be a bit hard to live with sometimes. I think he gets into a lot of mischief, and I kind of like Zing, though. I think Zing is my spirit animal.
I felt I identified with Zing. Because he can't concentrate on anything for very long, so I get that.
Yeah, it's like me. It's like I start to do something at home, and then I'll start doing something completely different, and that is Zing. And Zing is really high energy as well, and really fun.
And they've got Barney, who's a little sea creature as well as their pet. And I just love it. Now, Thornelius is my favourite one. Because, do you know why? Because the teeth that you drew, I know this is visual, but the teeth that you drew on him reminded me of years ago, my friend and I trying to do a bat on a pumpkin, and we made those teeth. They just cracked us up all the time. So what's Thornelius? Is he a sea worm as well?
Yeah, so
sea slug.
Yeah, he's a sea slug, and he's kind of like Zing's arch nemesis.
He's a bit nasty.
Yeah, he's a bit nasty, and he wants to be the centre of attention all the time, and he wants to be, he kind of wants to just, if he had social media, he would want to be famous on social media, basically.
Exactly.
He wants everyone to know who he is. Yeah.
And there's so many more. There's Sneaky Ned, Colette, Liberty, Buck, Aiden with his little, I like his little emo hairstyle.
Yeah.
So where did you learned about these creatures, but where did the personality or the ideas to assign certain personalities come from? Are they all bits of people or people, of you?
I think Ollie and Zing is kind of, it's me. In both versions. So sometimes I can be very responsible and have my things together, and then sometimes I'm the opposite. So it's kind of like a split between the two.
Yeah.
But also I think the other characters in the book, I think I just kind of looked at how they looked, and I was like, this looks like this character would be funny, or this character looks like they'd be fun, this character looks like they'd be mean. And it kind of, I don't know, it was like kind of, I don't have kids, but when you have a baby and you pick a name and it might not be the name, but you're like, no, this is the baby's name.
It was kind of like that. Well, they are your babies.
Yeah, I think
they are.
Kind of,
but so as far as the illustrator of the book and the author of it, how long does a project like this take?
Probably the guts of a year.
Yeah.
You have to write it first, you write a script, and then basically you go in and you do the roughs and the panels. And basically just, it's a lot of kind of going back and forth just to make sure that everything's kind of right and the story makes sense. Because sometimes when you're looking at it for so long as well, it's kind of like you might miss something. So there's a lot of eyes looking to make sure. So
it's just perfect. It really is. And I meant to say this to you as well. So last time you were on was a while ago, actually.
Yeah.
Even though I've been following you online and everything you've done, but you got one of the biggest reactions that I had had to a guest in a really long time. And I think it's because you were speaking so openly, obviously, about Finding My Voice, which is a great book. We have that at home with my daughter, Frankie's World, but your own, discovery of your own special talents as well. And talking so openly about autism. And we know that we have so many children and families that listen to us. We got such a huge reaction to you, and I never got a chance to tell you that.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I think over the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of work with autistic kids and different workshops and stuff, and I can see the impact it's having basically starting to write comics or make comics, and so that's really nice to hear that because I can see this when I go out into events now, and it's almost community that's being built. So if there's kids at like a certain event, they might go to another one and meet other kids and they become friends. So it's kind of, yeah.
It's awesome.
That's really nice to hear.
But Aoife, as well, like I know there's a lot of reluctant readers as well. Like my daughter would have been one, to be honest. So graphic novels and comics are like the perfect way to get them into it as well. Like it's a really useful tool. It's a lot of fun to read, but it's a useful tool for parents as well. Like it's amazing. So you were at an event yesterday in Greystones and that went really well. What's your next big thing happening? It's on the 25th of May.
Yes, so I'm going to be at the ILFD, is it?
Yes, International Literary Festival.
My brain just mixes the letters around. I'm sorry.
I'm the same.
Yeah, that's going to be on Sunday. And yeah, I'm really excited for that. It's going to be a new workshop. So
cool.
I done one over the weekend and basically we're going to be just basically drawing ourselves as fish and you can create your own kind of sea creature then basically. So it's going to be really, really fun.
That'll be a lot of fun. So that's Marion Square and as brilliant as well. And we've got three copies of Squid Squad out now for people to win on the show. So all we want them to do, Aoife, is just text in Squid Squad and their own name 0874-100-102 and we'll pick some winners and get you to sign the book as well. Is that okay?
No, that's no problem at all.
But we also set you a challenge of drawing me as a sea creature.
Yes. So I was not expecting that. I did not have my coffee before, so please don't judge.
Okay, so I haven't seen this.
Yes.
And I mean, I suppose it's not fair on you in the sense that you don't know me super well.
No.
But I want to see what you did.
I think I done okay for, what was it, 10 minutes?
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to pass it to me now.
Okay,
and turn around. Oh my God, I love it. I'm at the decks. Oh my God, I've got rosy cheeks. Am I an octopus?
Yeah, I talk because you have a lot of plates spinning, so I put you know, you have a coffee there, you have your phone, you have the mic.
Oh my God, microphone. Aoife, I love this. I'm going to keep this forever and I'm a CJ.
CJ, yeah. Not a DJ, a CJ.
Oh my God. I'm going to show that on my socials as well. Thank you so much for coming in. And if people want to win copies of the book, Squid Squad and their own name to 0874-100-102. And give us your socials, your handles online.
Oh yeah. My handle is Aoife_Dooley on Instagram. I think that's the main one I use. So
excellent.
Find me there.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Aoife. Thanks so much. I'm out of love on Today FM.